impumela enhle enhlolisisi yokusebenza kwesigombolozi esaziwa ngokuthi yi-dapivirine ring kumbe vaginal ARV ring isilethe ntokozo kungcitshi zesayensi ezithe gwaqa edurban zithanda amacebo ukuthi lingaliswa kanjani igciwane elibangela ingculaza. Lesi sigombolozi esisetshenziswa ngabesifazane ngokusifaka esithweni sangaphansi silomuntu enqabela ukuthi amagciwane engculaza aqhubeke sanda kumbe zalana lomunye umuntu ovimba lawo azama ukungena wesifazana. Inhlolisiso yenziwe kwabesifazane abedlula izinkulungwane ezine 4500 emazweni abalisa iZimbabwe, iSouth Africa, iMalawi neUganda iveze ukuthi lesi sigombolozi sivikela ukuthelelwa kwabesifazana leli gciwane ngesilinganiso songamajumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-IPM eyokhokhela inhlelo zokulungiswa kwalo muthi unkosikazi Annalyn Nell kutshela amanxusa asedurban ukuthi baphakathi kwenhlelo ezakhokhelela kuthini inhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele yemukele ukusetshenziswa kwalesi sigombolozi abesifazane.
The two trial results were identical. Both
inhlolisiso ezimbili esazenzayo zonke zaphuma le mpumela efanayo. Zombili zakhombisa ukwehla kokuthelelwana kwegciwane kulabo abasebenzisa isigombolozi lesi. Limphumela isize kakhulu ukuthi siqale ukukhulumisana lenhlanganiso zezempilakahle ngalo umuthi. Ngaphezu kwakho konke sithokoziswe ukuthi lumuthi kawula ngozi kwabesifazana abawusebenzisayo.
Lesi sigombolozi sihlala esithweni sikamama okwenyanga abesesikhupha efaka esinye. Inhlolisiso itshengisa ukuthi kasiwi njalo asiphakamisi inhlelo zesambuzini lezocansi. Abesifazane beZimbabwe sebemukele ngezandla zombili limzamo yokuvikela abesifazane ekutholeni leli gciwane. Umgcinisihlalo wenye inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane eMbokodo, unkosikazi Victor Mathutu, uthi yena ufisa ukuthi kungachithwa sikhathi kuvunyelwe ukusebenziswa kwalesi sigombolozi.
Singajabula uma kungeba yinto engahlehla iphangise ukwenzeka ukwenzela ukuthi omama bavikeleke. Kuyinto enhle ukutholakala kwalesi sigombolozi, sishayele izandla singomama lokho.
Ngokutsho kokwalo ndaba lenhlanganiso ye-AVET epha ulwazi ngodaba lwengculaza, ngo-2015 bekunabantu abedlula izigidi abaphila legciwane lengculaza eZimbabwe 1.4 million. Ibika njalo ukuthi ingxenye yabesifazane abaphila ngokuthengisa izocansi eZimbabwe banegciwane lengculaza. Ngalo mnyaka abesifazane bebephila legciwane lengculaza elizweni bebephose befike isigidi 790,000. Imbangela zalokhu zigoqela umkhuba ovamileyo ukuthi ezocansi zilawulwa ngowesilisa, ukubanjwa ngamandla kwabesifazane ukwenza ezocansi nokuthandana kwamantombazane asakhulayo nabantu abadala. Unkosazana Mathutu uthi lokhu kuzasiza omama abalabomkabo abangafuni ukusebenzisa ijazi lomkhwenyana.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu kithi abesifazane. Yebo, siyazi akhona amajazi omkhwenyana, kodwa esikhathini esiningi amajazi omkhwenyana asetshenziswa ngabesilisa. Akhona abesifazane, kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi balutshwana abesifazane abalazi ijazi lomkhwenyana lesifazane. Futhi kunzima ukuphoqa umuntu wesilisa ukuthi alisebenzise ijazi lomkhwenyana, ikakhulu nxa engafuni. Kodwa ngingasokela lesi sigombolozi, ngicabanga ukuthi omama bazohlala bevikelekile.
Kanti-ke uthi nakulabo ababanjwa ikanyavu kuzasiza kakhulu.
Ma usiba lomnyama wokuthi uthi uhamba udlengule ngowesilisa olalo leli gciwane lesandulela ngculazi, ma ulale lesi sigombolozi uyazazi ukuthi uvikelekile kancane.
Kodwa-ke incithi ziyagcizelela ukuthi njengoba kungakabi khona umuntu wokwelapha ingculaza, ukusetshenziswa kwamakhondomu kufanele kuqiniswe nguye wonke umuntu ongena ocansini olungaphephanga. Nalesi Studio 7 uJohannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu-Benedict Nhlapho.